USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As voters head to the polls in the New Hampshire primary, House GOP leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the Republican Party is united, while the Democrats not so much.
Much different in a contrast to the Democratic Party, where they have their own civil war. First, internally inside this House, the number of Democrats who are fearful of losing their seats based upon the decisions the Speaker made about moving forward in impeachment.
The world faces a very grave threat in the coronavirus. That's according to a top official with the World Health Organization. The group's director general also says the virus is in an emergency in China. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will host the King and Queen of Spain on April 21st. It will be the first formal state visit, including a ceremonial White House dinner. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The Justice Department views the prison sentence recommended for GOP operative Roger Stone as too severe. A day after federal prosecutors called for 7 to 9 years, sources close to the Justice Department told reporters the agency believes such a punishment would be grossly disproportionate to the crime and may scale back the recommendation. A jazz musician has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
That's jazz keyboardist Lyle Mays playing with the Grammy Award-winning Pat Metheny Group. Mays passed away at 66 following what his family describes as a long battle with a recurring illness. Metheny calling Mays one of the greatest musicians he ever knew. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is asking that every agency inspector general investigate retaliation against whistleblowers who report presidential misconduct after the reassigning of Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman from the National Security Council to the Pentagon. Republican Congressman from California Devin Nunes doesn't understand the hubbub over Vindman being moved to the Pentagon.
Well, it's a long time in coming, so I've been on Fox several times saying that the National Security Council, number one, needs to be downsized. They don't need hundreds of people. Number two, anyone that was there during the Obama administration should be immediately removed from the White House and put somewhere else. I don't care where they go, but just removed from the White House. Because, look, we know that it's highly likely that many of the leaks that started at the very beginning of President Trump's administration came from the National Security Council. And that should be very concerning. And I've been saying this for a long time. And it's sad that it's taken a new National Security Advisor, O'Brien, to actually come in and start to clean this up. So I would just say, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Media shouldn't over-exaggerate. Nobody's lost their job. They're just going to be moved back to another position.
For more news, remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.